this is, to me, Ed, I don't know if this isn't the biggest week or weekend as well of the year in our entire metropolitan area, because it all happens this weekend. You have the NFL draft, you have Jazz Fest, and of course you have the Zurich Classic, all taking place at the same time. And naturally, two of the three are not happening, and of course the Zurich Classic is one of those, but it will be back stronger, better, years to come. And a primary reason for that is a gentleman who joins us now, of course, from the Four Kids Foundation and the executive director of the tournament as well, who's just, I'm sure, sitting back, relaxing, thinking about what would have been, but smiling nonetheless. And here is our friend Steve Worthy. And Steve, listen, thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope I encapsulated things fairly well there.
Yeah, you did very well. It's a strange time. You know, I've been in the golf business for a long time. I've never had an event canceled. You know, we had 4 weeks or so of notice, knowing we were going to cancel, but you get to actual tournament week, and it's still every day, oh, we would have been doing this. Oh, the weather's good. You know, all the things that typically go on. So it's still a bit of an adjustment. But to your earlier point, I've watched more of the NFL draft than I've ever gotten to do before. So I've enjoyed watching our LSU guys go. And so, you know, I guess you get a little bit of good with the bad.
I haven't seen your critique on social media, since everybody has an opinion about the draft, and we'll get into that extensively. And I'm not making light of it, because it's what we do as well, and everybody's entitled to an opinion. But it's almost, I don't want to say laughable, but it makes you grin, because when I see people say, oh, this was a lights out, fantastic pick or draft, or what a bust, what a terrible choice, my reaction is, really? How do you know? I've been doing this for a long time. Exactly. We've been doing this for a long time. And look, at a younger age, Ed and we're not ancient by any stretch, but at a younger age, we might have been in the same ilk. But I'm amazed when people react that way.
People tend to jump. And whether that's true about something in our golf tournament, whether it's true about the Saints or LSU, whatever the case might be, I guess that's the fanatic part. And people jump with their opinion a little quick. But right. I've definitely got more time to follow it this year than in prior years.
It's all Worthy's fault when Tiger doesn't come or Phil doesn't come or anything. You know, it's all Worthy's fault. You know, but no, in truth, and I'll let Ed jump in here because I know he wants to ask, but the tournament is as good as it's ever been. It's alive and well. It really enjoyed a renaissance and a recreation with this format. I don't think there's any question about that, even for those of us that were skeptical, us two included. And that doesn't mean we were negative at all. We just had our questions, if not doubts, about whether it would work and if it would work well and work long term. I think those answers have been provided, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, it's been interesting. I've been in the office. I'm the only one in the office, you know, for the last, well, most every day. But I was watching some of the telecasts over the last several years, and they were talking to players, some things that I've never gotten to watch because I'm running around during tournament. But, you know, they're interviewing players coming off the golf course. And they were so complimentary of the format and being able to do something different and how much they enjoyed it. And, you know, to answer that question, yes, I think the players really, really do enjoy something different and being able to play with a partner. You know, I think we continue to tie more closely to the Ryder Cup and President's Cup, which is great. You know, it was unfortunate. We were going to have a very good field. You know, we canceled, 2 days after media day, and we had only announced our one team, but we still had so many good teams coming. You know, I had somebody tell me, I guess tonight on the Golf Channel, Tony Finau and Cameron Champ, who would have been a very exciting team, they're going to be doing an interview on the Golf Channel, and they're going to talk about their partnership, and they would have been playing here together. You know, we had so many Ryder Cup partners that were going to be playing. So, you know, I think it continues to grow every year. People understand the format better. They understand just the atmosphere at the golf course. You know, I mean, if you want to see the best golfers in the world, we've got so many of them here. But there's so many other things to do. And, you know, we continue to grow. We continue to increase our charitable numbers. And, you know, I really like where we are right now.
Ed?
Steve, the fact that you've had such great growth over the last few years and had so much momentum, does that make this week a little bit tougher for you?
Well, it does. I mean, I like where we are going forward. I don't like where we are right this second. I would much rather be with you two on the perched over the ninth green. But, you know, hopefully it makes people understand that they miss us. Hopefully they understand, you know, they were disappointed that they didn't get to go this year. You know, there have been some questions, and hopefully businesses and the economy as a whole will be able to bounce back so that a lot of the people who have participated will be able to continue to participate. But, you know, I think we're in good shape going forward, and I think we'll continue to grow.
Was there any ever thought, Steve, of finding a date in the fall where you could play?
Not, you know, there were a couple of tournaments, three or four, that ended up postponing and playing later in the summer. That was not something that was offered to us, and I haven't asked the PGA Tour why. My assumption was New Orleans was considered a hot spot and being hit harder by the virus than a lot of other places. So maybe that's the reason that wasn't offered. You know, I wouldn't want, you know, not knowing where we're going to be in the fall, but I would never want in New Orleans, in Louisiana, to be going opposite football. So in the fall would have been tough for us, I think. But,
right.
You know, we weren't offered an opportunity to play later in the summer. And, you know, we would have probably considered it, but, you know, probably also not bad to have the finality and start planning for next year.
Do you anticipate when players maybe and wives and families ask you about coronavirus in the future, you know, is that a question that you're going to expect to have to answer?
That's a good question. I think if the PGA Tour can get back out and start playing in June as scheduled, you know, there's going to be an incredible amount of testing that's going to have to be done. I think everyone seems to agree that all the players and caddies, you know, the people on site are going to have to be tested. So, you know, my feeling is that as we continue to make progress, they do more and more testing. Hopefully, you know, we're going to get this thing under control. So by the time we get to next April, it's not going to be a big issue for us. But I will say the PGA Tour is working we're having weekly conference calls and sometimes more than that, about all that they're doing to try to get back on the golf course, and they're tied in with so many medical experts. I feel like we'll have enough resource to know what's going to work and enough track record for what's worked as they've gotten back on the golf course that by the time we get to next April, we you know, hopefully we'll have good information, and hopefully, you know, as a country and as the world, have a better handle on the virus.
Final thought, Steve. Obviously, one of the biggest aspects of this tournament is the Four Kids Foundation and the charities that the golf tournament provides. And I know that's something you're very proud of and should be. And yet, how much of a hit does that take, obviously, with the tournament not taking place?
Sure. I mean, you know, we have a membership. Our Four Kids membership is 270 people. It's been interesting with a lot of communication. I think, you know, to your point about being canceled, our membership, they work hard during tournament week, but they really appreciate the camaraderie of all. I mean, it's a group of friends that are working really hard to put on the golf tournament, and they miss seeing each other and miss being, you know, going through all that we do during tournament week. But at the end of the day, they do that because we're able to distribute so much to charity. All of the tournaments that have been canceled are working their way through right now. I mean, we were already building tents and, you know, have been working on the event for 11 months, you know, before we got canceled. So working through all of the financial issues and making sure that, you know, we can get all our expenses covered. And then, you know, in a perfect world, in a very tough time, we would like to make a charitable distribution. We're blessed to have Zurich, who, you know, this would have been their 16th year. You know, they love the city. They have a lot of connections in the city and have grown to love it. So we're working on some things. I'm confident that our financials, through the generosity of Zurich, are going to come out in a positive way, and hopefully we'll be able to have some positive news from a charitable standpoint in the very near future.
Steve Worthy, Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic. We appreciate the visit. Sorry we're not hanging out today on the 9th, but I'm sure that will happen soon. Ed's really missing the food and the margaritas and all that stuff.
I'm focused
on those.
Steve,
you see
that?
I'm focused on the drives, you know.
Steve,
what club they're using, how close they can get it,
Steve,
if they can avoid
fake,
the water.
That's fake news, Steve. You know, I've been in the gym for 6 months, okay? And the only way I haven't been in the gym every day is because they closed it down.
Same here.
And I've lost 27 pounds. So when I'm standing right next to all that good food now, I just walk right by it.
there's a lot of it there. It'll be up to you whether it's a margarita or good food. It'll be up to you whether you partake or not.
Steve, listen, we really appreciate it. Keep up the great work. We sure look forward to next year. We hope it gets here really fast.
Sounds great. Hope to see you soon. Thanks, guys.
You guys,
right, thank you.
Thank you. A brief timeout. Of course, the NFL draft well underway. We'll address that ad nauseum and beyond when we return. Also, Al Dupuy of Draft Day Report and CrescentCitySports.com will join us at about 10:35 or so. Back in just a moment. Call us. Love to hear from you. We're back. 504-260-1061. It's the Three Tailgaters Show, a Saturday morning tradition. Back in a moment here on 106.1 FM Nash Icon. We're on the web at NashFM1061.com.
These are exciting times at Archbishop Rummel High School at 1901 Severn Avenue in Metairie. From a dynamic campus with many new additions to outstanding academic accomplishment, Archbishop Rummel is the place for you. From Raider Preview Night to Spend a Day, from a game day experience to experiencing Raider Pride Night, from open house to community outreach projects, come see what Archbishop Rummel has for you. Come see what it means to give one life for the sheep in the tradition of Archbishop Rummel and Christian Brothers at Rummel High School, 1901 Severn in Metairie. Visit us at RummelRaiders.com. Bienvenue Bar and Grill at 467 Hickory Avenue in Harahan. With an under $10 lunch menu on 5 or 6 excellent items weekly, Bienvenue Bar and Grill has daily specials and fresh fish with a vast menu of hot plates, platters, soups, salads, wraps, burgers, and po' boys. Bienvenue Bar and Grill has a separate bar area with video poker and TVs to watch the games on, and it's happy hour from 3 to 6 weekdays. Open from 11 to 9:30 Monday through Saturday, with the bar open until much later and open Sundays during the football season. Visit BienvenueHarahan.com for more information.
To all of us who live down here, eating is one of our favorite pastimes, and for over 40 years, Troy and Cindy Tiffany have been feeding friends and family. It's a great place. I'm talking about the Hobnobber Cafe. Located at 5928 West Metairie Avenue in the West Metairie Shopping Plaza, the Hobnobber is casual, family-friendly, neighborhood dining, great American food, Italian dishes, Creole cuisine, and don't forget the burgers and the po' boys and the sumptuous seafood. Somebody said, if you want delicious sit-down meals with your families and you want it New Orleans style, go to the Hobnobber. Always a great meal at a great price, and the daily specials are fabulous. To check out those specials, go to HobnobberCafe.com or on Instagram, Hobnobber Cafe. Now, when you get there, say hi to Troy. Say hi to Cindy and find Ryan and wave at him, too. It's a great place. The Hobnobber, 5928 West Metairie Avenue. It's fun, it's family, and the food is fabulous.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Just tuning in? We're just getting started with the Three Tailgaters Show on 106.1 Nash Icon, NashFM1061.com, and through CrescentCitySports.com. To get in the game, call 504-260-1061. Now back to Ken Trahan and Ed Daniels.
Let's give a big shout out to all of our high school students and high school student athletes who are graduating here in 2020. Blessings to each and every one of you. Make sure that you make the most of the opportunity. Make sure that you get the most out of the strange times that we're living in. Just because you can't gather en masse doesn't mean that you're not thought of, appreciated, and loved. Each and every one of you, that day will come one way or the other. No different than people that have had weddings canceled, and I know people in that realm as well. No different than people that have had sick ones in their families and others whom we've lost. And during the time that Ed and I have been in this quandary of waiting to get back on. We've lost a couple of prominent sports figures in Tom Dempsey and Wayne Reese, both of whom were personal friends and people I cared about deeply and love their families and have communicated with them on a regular basis, and they can't even have a celebration of life because of what's transpiring, but they will eventually. But again, our hearts go out to everyone. Our prayers genuinely go out to everyone, and our best thoughts go out to all those young people that are set to graduate here coming up within the next couple of weeks. There's your applause. You deserve it.
There you go.
Well deserved, and God bless each and every one of you because we really do appreciate you. NFL Draft, Al Dupuy will join us in the next segment, but let's start with some bullet points, Ed. LSU now tied for the most players picked in the first three rounds all time with 10. And the last time that happened, Ohio State in 2016. And, of course, it's the most LSU's ever had picked in the first three rounds. And, of course, there's a real chance that they'll break the all-time record for the number of players drafted. If they get four more drafted, they will get the record. And that's a real possibility given the players that are still on the board. So, realistically, no surprise there, Ed. And realistically, if you look at where their players have been selected thus far, obviously no surprise with Joe Burrow, no surprise with Chase on, no surprise with Queen.